Irvine, brother and sister, G.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 9th, 1904. Dear brother and sister Irwin, you have probably heard me speak of the Potts Sanitarium in Paradise Valley, 5 miles from San Diego. Some time ago, this property, consisting of a large sanitarium building, a 5-roomed cottage, and 22 acres of land, was offered to us for $12,000. It is said that the sanitarium building alone cost $25,000. We did not feel that we could pay $12,000 for the property. A few months later, it was offered to us for $8,000, and a little later for $6,000, but even then, we did not take it. At last, it was offered for $4,000, and when the letter was read in which Dr. Whitelock told of this offer, Sister Gutsian and I clasped hands across the table in my writing room in an agreement to purchase the place. I understand that the option price has been paid. Sister Gutsian is now in San Diego and will remain there until the business is settled. 10 more acres of land, which once belonged to the place, and a small cottage were offered to us for $400, and the offer was accepted. This matter has cost me much anxiety. We dared not let the property pass out of our reach. I feared lest the backwardness of our brethren would cause us to lose this property. The building is indeed a fine one, and was occupied for only about 15 months. The Lord instructed me that buildings suitable for sanitarium work would be offered to us on very reasonable terms, and that we must not hesitate to take advantage of these opportunities. I have borrowed $2,000 from the General Conference Association. With this, I shall pay my part in the purchase of the property. When the royalty on my books comes in, I can return the money. There are those who will take off our hands the property that we have bought adjoining the sanitarium building. But the building itself, and the land surrounding it, we shall keep, and we shall endeavor to build up sanitarium work there. Sanitarium work in Southern California has been greatly hindered because certain ones have kept their foot on the brake, allowing no advancement to be made. We now propose to make a decided change. I am sure that the thousands and thousands of people who every year come to Los Angeles and San Diego for their health ought to have an opportunity of hearing of the truth for this time. Medical missionary work must be carried forward, for it is the helping hand of the gospel. Be of good courage, my dear brother and sister. Walk in the light as Christ is in the light. We are not to talk discouragement, pray discouragement, or act discouragement. And remember that God's workers are to harmonize with one another. We cannot follow Christ and at the same time follow our own independent judgment. Press together is the word given to me for you all. Press together. In unity there is strength, in disunion, weakness. One man's mind and one man's judgment is not to be the controlling influence in any place. God has given no such directions. We are ever to cultivate the meekness and lowliness of Christ, learning constantly of Him. Thus we obtain an education of the highest value. Christ says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. He desires to blend heart with heart, mind with mind, in harmony with the prayer that He offered for us just before His crucifixion. Please write to us whenever you can, whether I write or not. We are much disappointed if we do not hear something from you in each mail. With love to every member of the sanitarium family.